Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon again. Back with hour two of Swing Time. Mike Coates with a continuing programme of jazz, swing and blues music, with an emphasis today on big band sounds. Certainly my opening record fell into that category, but not by a group that is particularly well known in the UK. It was the Danish radio big band, who in February 1978 conducted a tour of Britain, which included much of Scotland, and the recording we heard was actually made in York. The Danish big band played a Thad Jones composition called The Big Dipper, and suffice to know that Ollie Cock Halligan was the piano and leader of the group, Jens Wither was the trumpet soloist, and Ben Yadig was on the tenor. The Dutch radio big band have been back to Britain on numerous occasions, and I have played this record for a particular reason, in that I heard recently of the passing of the proprietor of the label Hep Records, which was based in Scotland. And indeed, that particular track that we heard was on a Hep label, which celebrated this Danish big band tour. And I'm going to, in fact, feature a large number of these recordings today from the Hep label. The sole proprietor was Alistair Robertson, and he really had the idea of issuing big band records, but of transcriptions, particularly of the swing time era. And in fact, the first records he issued fell into this category. The first record was by a lesser-known big band leader called Boyd Raeburn. And interesting that he had very, very forward-looking views at the time. But after a very short period, he did look to commission recordings, particularly of British musicians, but other recordings of the day, like the Danish big band. So my second track is one of the features for British musicians. It, in fact, is Eddie Thompson. And here he plays You Are My Sunshine. Thank you. As colleague John Ewell commented, probably one of the most outstanding versions of that tune by the Eddie Thompson Trio, who were Eddie Thompson piano, Len Skeet on bass and Martin Drew at the drums. And as I said, recorded in London on the 23rd of September 1978. Over the vast number of Hep discs issued in the 50 years of its existence, by far the greatest number feature big bands of the 30s, 40s and 50s. But examination of these issues shows that many are not the regular standards of the swing era, but rather different, less well-known selections of the major and not-so-major figures from this period of jazz. And I'm going to feature perhaps some strange ones to give a different flavour to the swing era. And although the initial selection is by Artie Shaw, I have to say that it's not amongst the favourite of my discs, despite the fact that it includes an outstanding jazz trumpeter in the lineup, in the shape of Hot Lips Page. It may be that Hot Lips Page, with a backing of something like 15 strings, really did not suit Page himself. But nevertheless, we'll hear the Artie Shaw group, which was referred to as the Symphonic Swing Orchestra in 1941, playing and singing by Hot Lips Blues in the Night. Included in the lineup, amongst names, and certainly not with the 15 strings, we do find some quite outstanding names. On trombone, for example, Jack Jenny. Ray Conniff is also in the trombone section, a name that we come to know in a much broader sense later on in his life. Johnny Guarnieri is the pianist. Dave Tuff is on drums, and Georgie Auld makes a good contribution in the brass section. Here is Blues in the Night.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son, a woman will sweet talk and give you the glad eye, but when the sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-faced, a words and thing who leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rain is falling, hear the train are calling, mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hooey. My mama done told me, a hooey to hooey, oh clickety clack, echoing back blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to grind, and the moon will hide its light when you get the blues in the night. Take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow, I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there's something I know woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who leave you to sing the blues in the night.
I think the effect of the 15 strings that made up the bulk of the symphony swing orchestra kind of blunted Hot Lips's contribution to that trike. Although I feel that I am on safe ground in saying that the original King of Swing's star was not quite as bright at the end of the 1930s as it had been in the late 20s, Paul Whiteman had continued with his large orchestra. Although in the late 1930s, and certainly by 1938, even Paul had begun to see that other things were happening in the in the big band business. And as a result of that, he was, he decided to form what became a staple in the big bands of the period, a band within a band. And this was referred to as Paul Whiteman's Swing Wing. And in the main, I think we can draw a veil over the participants who made up this band within a band. However, unsurprisingly, two names still did remain with Paul Whiteman. One was Jack Teagarden, and the other was his brother on trumpet, Charlie Teagarden. So here's an example of Paul Whiteman's Swing Wing with Jack Teagarden's vocal on Aunt Hager's Blues.
Old Deacon's Plevin, his flock was given the way of living right. He said no winging, no ragtime singing tonight.
No ragtime singing the blues tonight.
Up jumped Aunt Hager and shouted out with all her might. Just hear Aunt Hager's children harmonizing to that old mournful tune. It's like a choir from on high broke loose. If the devil brought it, the good Lord sent it right down to me. Oh, let the congregation join while I play those loving Aunt Hager's blues.
Tain't no use of preaching, tain't no use of teaching when you hear those blues.
Mm-hmm.
tain't no use of preaching. Tain't no use of teaching. Each modulation of syncopation
just tells my feet to dance, and I can't refuse.
Oh, when I hear the melody they call the blues,
those ever-loving blues, tain't no use of preaching, tain't no use of teaching. When you hear those blues,
a 1938 recording. Somehow you kind of get the feeling that the vocal group, the Modernaires, were not really required to augment Jack Teagarden's vocal. By no means all the Hep releases were restricted to white groups, and certainly not just to the 1930s. Some of the earliest issues really go back to people like the Tennessee Tooters, who included Miff Mole and Red Nichols around 1923-1924. But here is an Afro-American big band which included and was led by one of the prime arrangers in big band jazz. This is the Don Redman and his orchestra group, and they are playing, and this really surprised me, a tune that emanates from Ted Kohler and Harold Arden. They play Shaking the African.
Boy, it looked like we picked out the wrong spot this evening. Of course, this sweet music's all right, but, man, we want to go where there's some pep, some excitement. And I really know the spot, too, where there's some real excitement. Get your hat and coat. Let's get out of here. I want you to come along with me. I'm really going to take you to a place where it's just too bad. That better, boy? There's no guys hiking it. Hike from there now, cats. Jazz starts creeping and starts peeping, rhythm of the band. Downtown's uptown, boy, when they get the shaking of the African. A brand new movement, boy, but what an improvement. Gang goes loco, man, if it starts shaking the African. Those cornet licks, red hot licks, mow you down. Now you want to treat your feet to a low down beat, you're going to go to town. Better than the black bottom, boy, it's really in there. And it started up here, too. Oh, shaking that African. Tell you, this is the biggest craze in New York City, boy. And if you miss this dance, boy, what a pity. Shaking it.
Well, thank goodness that we were lifted out of the sweet jazz and moved into what Monsieur Panassier used to refer to as le jazz hot. The Hep catalogue is split into roughly three distinct groups, and we've heard from one of them at the start of the programme, which I think we can refer to as the modern series. The tracks 3, 4 and 5 come from a series that Alistair Robertson referred to as the 1000 series, and we'll have some examples from the third classification, the metronome series, in a couple more tracks' time. I'm going back now, though, to the modern series, and I made the point that one of Robertson's prime objective was to give air to British jazzmen. And the next two tracks do just that, but first of all, we hear from a Dutch recording made by the Hep label, featuring Herb Geller. The title of the album is Herb Geller Goes to the Movies, and my selection here is the music by Neil Hefti for The Odd Couple. We have Herb Geller alto, Don Friedman on piano, Martin Oster guitar, Martin Wind on bass, and Hans Brezer on drums. Recorded in Zeist in the Netherlands on the 26th of March 2007, the music from The Odd Couple. And next, a live performance from the Chesters Club in Southend-on-Sea on the 26th of July 1984. The American tenor saxophonist Spike Robinson spent quite a lot of time in Britain towards the end of his life. And here, along with, again, with the Eddie Thompson Trio, Eddie Thompson piano, Len Skeet bass, but this time Jim Hall on drums, and they play I'm Beginning to See the Light. Thank you. Mike Robinson on tenor there, who made a tremendous contribution, I remember, to various venues in Britain around 1984 when that was recorded. Mike Coates here with the Jazz Swing and Blues Music Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Swing Time can be heard every Tuesday between 1 and 3pm. The third group heading is the metronome series, although in reality there is not much difference in the selections for this grouping to those in the 1000 series. However, a collection of recordings made in Boston, that's Boston, USA of course, does broaden the somewhat limited number of recordings made by the bop pioneer Serge Chaloff. Here, along with Ralph Burns in the Serge Chaloff Ralph Burns Sextet, we find Charlie Mariano on alto, Mert Goodspeed on trombone, and Gert Prede on trumpet. Serge Chaloff, of course, plays baritone. Ralph Burns plays piano. Frank Vaccaro on bass and Pete DeRosa on drums. Recorded by a very limited available Boston label on the 16th of April 1949. Here they play King Edward, the Flattered Fifth.
Thank you.
fact, that came from a Hep CD album under the title Nat Pierce and His Orchestra, The Boston Breakout. Although all the groups are not led by Nat Pierce, he does play piano on most tracks, and he also contributes a number of the arrangements on some of the tracks on the disc as well. Here is another small combo from this period, led by Charlie Mariano. Here, the composition is by Charlie Mariano, and it's called Sheba. A recording from the 25th of May, Sheba, by a Charlie Mariano group, which did include Nat Pierce on piano. Well, that's been a brief look at a small number of the issues on the Hep label, founded by Alistair Robertson, who died on the 23rd of October 2024. I think that many enthusiasts would agree with me when I say that the Hep label was a superbly run, well-produced series of records that was run by a true jazz fan. Thank you, Alistair. Alistair Robertson, 3rd of March 1940 to the 23rd of October 2024. I am aware that the last Hep album is due to be released at Christmas, but as yet I don't have the details other than to know that it was led, the recording was led by an American expatriate named Frank Griffith, who appears on two or three other Hep label issues, which were recorded in the last period. We're going out with one of these, Fungi Mama, by the Frank Griffith Nonet, which was recorded at the Ealing Jazz Festival in August 2000.
Thank you.